CIB. From the records of Australian police cases come these true stories of day and night vigilance that protects our lives and our property, of prevention and detection in the unceasing war against crime. CIB. From Victoria, the true story of the Pecking case. This is a true story from the records of Australian police cases. Only names, place names, and dates have been altered. About 4 o'clock in the afternoon in the bar of a hotel in the heart of the city, a good-looking young man goes up to the barmaid.
Well, my name's Johnson. Anyone been in here asking for me this afternoon?
Yes, Mr. Reed was. Do you know him?
No, I don't.
Well, that's him over there, the tall chap.
Oh, yes, I see. Thanks. Tom Reed?
That's right.
I'm Ray Johnson from Sydney.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they told me you were coming. Have a beer.
Yeah. Where can we talk?
Over in that corner. You go over there and I'll get you a beer.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what's the story?
Didn't Bob tell you in his letter?
No, he just said you were coming down from Sydney and that I might be interested in a proposition.
Well, are you?
What's the proposition first?
There's at least 10,000 in it.
Well, it's a good start. Go on.
It'll need three of us to carry it out.
Yeah?
You and me and a little black.
A what?
A little black. Someone small and skinny, jockey size.
I don't get it.
And you will. I used to work for the railway, see, in Sydney.
Yeah?
So I got to know the movements of the trains. There's one I know always carries a lot of dough, 10,000 at least. We could get it.
You mean rob a train?
That's the idea.
I can't see how we'd ever get away with it.
Well, we could. If you can produce that little bloke I was talking about.
Well, now, look here. Give us the details, will you? Stop beating around the bush. And I'll tell you whether I'll be in it or not.
Okay. Well, that's just the way it goes. What do you say?
Yeah, it just might work. It just might.
Well, it will work. It couldn't miss.
The only thing is, I don't know any little bloke who'd take it on.
Well, you must be able to think of someone.
He'd need a big game.
Oh, of course he would. But there'd be plenty in it for him.
Well, give me time to think.
How much time?
I don't know. As long as it takes.
Well, I hope it doesn't take too long. I want to get on with the job.
Sure, me too. I could do with some of that 10,000 myself.
Yeah, hello?
Is it you, Ray?
Yeah, what's doing? Any luck?
I reckon I might have the bloke we're looking for.
Good on you.
We'll need to take him carefully, though. He's clean skinned. Never done a job in his life.
What makes you think he'll do this one?
He needs the money.
When can we talk to him?
I'll bring him into the pub this afternoon, 4 o'clock.
Good. I'll be there.
Lucky to meet a friend of mine, Ray. This is Bill.
How you going, Bill?
Good night.
Beer?
Don't mind if I do.
Three beers.
Okay.
How tall are you, Bill?
5 foot.
How much do you weigh?
About 8 stone.
He could fill the bill all right, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I reckon he might at that.
Here's your beers.
Hey, oh, thanks. Well, good luck.
Cheers.
Yourself. Now, what's it all about? What do you want me to do?
Let's talk about it after we've had a few beers.
I told him there'd be plenty of dough in it.
That's right, there will be. But I don't reckon we ought to talk about it here. There's too many people around.
Well, we can go to the pub where I'm staying.
Yeah. We'll have a few more here, then and go to your place.
Well, now we can talk in peace.
Yeah. And what's it all about?
Well, it's this way, Bill. There's a train that leaves Melbourne every day, carrying a lot of dough, registered mail and all that.
Yeah.
And I know how we can help ourselves to the mail and the dough.
How?
Like this. We make a big packing case, like the things they pack refrigerators in, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And we take this case up the country to one of the stations where the train stops.
Yeah.
And we say we want to send the packing case on the train to a station just a few miles further up the line. We say there's a refrigerator in it, you see?
Yeah.
But there isn't a refrigerator in it.
Well, what is in it, then?
You are.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
No, you wait a minute. We'll fix you up with a seat inside the packing case. And we'll fix it so that you can open the front of the case any time you want to.
What would I want to do that for?
Oh, let me finish, will you? The stunt's this. At a certain time on every trip, the guard is in the van with all the mail and stuff, leaves the van for about 5 minutes to get a cup of tea. That's when the train's racing along and they reckon no one could get at the mail. Well, you're inside the packing case, see?
Yeah.
There'll be a couple of little holes in it so you can see what's going on. Well, when you see the guard nip out for his tea, you open the case and jump out. Then you grab as much of the mail and stuff as you can put your hands on, shovel it into the case, hop back inside yourself, and pull the front back into position. Then, a few miles further on, the case will be unloaded at a station, and I'll be there with a truck to collect it.
What do you think of the idea, Bill?
We'd never get away with it.
Why wouldn't we?
Well, suppose the guard doesn't go out of the van for his cup of tea.
Well, he will, I tell you. He always does.
Oh, Ray used to work for the railways, Bill. He knows what they do.
And you see, the clever part's this. We only send the packing case a few miles on the train. So you'll be off the train before they discover anything's missing. And by the time they wake up, we'll all be miles away.
How do we get away?
Well, I told you. I'll be waiting to pick up the packing case with you inside. I'll have a utility truck.
Have you got a ute?
Not yet, but I'll get one, all right.
You mean pinch one?
Why not?
What if the cops pick you up before you get to the station?
They won't. I've got a set of number plates. I'll stick them on the truck so no one will know it's stolen.
Ray's got it all worked out, Bill. Every bit of it.
Where do you come into the setup?
That's another smart idea, Ray's. You tell him, Ray.
Yeah, I see. It's like this. The sooner we get rid of the utility in the packing case after we pull the job, the better. Just in case some smart aleck wakes up and connects the packing case with the robbery.
Yeah, that's right, they might too.
Well, that's where Tommy comes in. He's got his own car, see? He parks it not far from the station. I drive you and the ute to where he's parked it. Then we dump the ute and the packing case and all drive back here in Tom's car.
You see what I mean, Bill? He's got all the answers.
It couldn't miss, I tell you, it couldn't.
Well, what do you say, Bill? Will you be in it?
I reckon I ought to think about it for a bit.
Oh, what for? Thinking won't help.
Oh, that's all right for you, but I'm the one who's going to take all the risk.
I tell you, there's no risk.
Oh, I reckon there isn't. It'll be a pushover.
You're quite sure this guard always goes off for his cup of tea at the same time?
I'm positive of it.
And what do I get out of it if I do it?
Half the take.
And you reckon there could be 10,000 in it?
Probably more.
So what do you say, Bill?
Okay, I'll be in it.
Good on you, sport.
When do we do it?
Just as soon as we can get that packing case made. And we can start on it right away. How does that look, Billy boy?
Looks all right to me.
Oh, no one would ever tell it from a real refrigerator packing case.
Hop inside, Bill, and we'll try it.
Okay.
Is the seat comfortable enough?
Sure, it's okay.
Well, now we'll put the front on just to try it for size. When we do it properly, it'll look just as if it's nailed on.
But really, I hook it on from inside.
That's the stunt. Here, give us a lift with it, Tommy.
Sure.
There. Yeah, that's about it. Can you hear me, Bill?
Yeah.
All right, then. Fix it with the hooks.
It's a bit dark and a bit hard to see.
Then you'll have to practice till you can do it without looking.
I reckon I've just about got it. How's it look?
What do you say, Tom?
Oh, no one would ever know it's not nailed on.
Can you see out through the holes, Bill?
Good enough.
All right, then. Well, now we'll have a bit of practice. I'll see how quick you can get in and out of the thing. You right?
Okay.
Righto. Start now. All right. That's enough for one day, but we'll do some more tomorrow. You've got to practice and practice, Will, so you can be in and out of that thing just as fast as you can.
I'll practice, all right.
Hey, you reckon it's a pretty good stunt now, eh?
You're telling me. Like you said, Tom, it's going to be a pushover.
And he wished we'd be able to stick around and see their faces when they find the staff's gone. And they won't have a clue how it was done.
Oh, they'll probably wake up to it when they find the packing case in the ute, of course.
Well, let them. By that time, we can be in Adelaide or Perth, wherever we want to be. And we'll have plenty of spending money at the same time.
When do we do the job?
I reckon about next Thursday. It'll give us time to have everything set like a jelly.
And so was planned one of the most audacious crimes the police were ever called on to solve. And it seemed to have all the ingredients of success. They'd prepared themselves thoroughly, rehearsed their movements over and over again, checked and rechecked the whole operation. And now, they were ready for action.
Well, tomorrow's the day and everything's ready.
Haven't you forgotten something?
What?
You got a pinch of utility.
Oh, I'll do that this afternoon. Change the number plates on it tonight. You got plenty of juice in your car, Tom?
Oh, sure.
Now then, where, Jake?
I suppose so.
What do you mean, you suppose so?
Well, it's just that... Well, I reckon I'm a bit scared, that's all.
Oh, forget it. Just think of all the dough you're going to collect. Whenever you start getting scared, just remember that by this time tomorrow, you'll be rich.
How are we going for time, Bill?
Right on schedule.
I hope that utility ray pinch doesn't break down.
No, I shouldn't think it would. It's quite a new model. As a matter of fact, I don't think I can see him in the rear view mirror. Have a look back.
All right. Yeah, that's right. That's him coming up behind.
I'll slow down and let him pass.
Smart fella, Ray. Maybe he'll think up some more jobs for us after we've pulled this one.
We won't need any more for a long time after this one.
Here he comes on up to us now.
G'day, Ray. How you going?
Okay, see you in about an hour.
Packing case looks like the real thing, all right, doesn't it?
Sure. It'll fool the railways people, all right.
Yeah, everything will be all right. As long as I don't get a coffin fit or something while I'm inside it.
Now, don't start anticipating trouble.
I'm not. I was just thinking.
Well, don't. Just you remember what you've got to do and do it.
There's Ray and the ute off the side of the road there, isn't
it? Yeah. It looks like he might have found a good place to park this car.
Ah, you made it all right?
Sure.
Yeah, well, while I was waiting for you, I found somewhere for you to park. Do you see that, see the opening between those two big trees there?
Yeah.
I'll take your bus in there. It's a good sheltered spot.
Oh, righto.
Now I'll bring the packing case over there and put you in it, Bill.
What, already?
Yeah, well, the train's due at the local station in about half an hour. We've got to be there in plenty of time. So get moving. Okay, Bill. How'd you feel?
Oh, fair, I suppose.
Well, now, there's no need for you to be worried about anything.
Just as soon as would you get into that packing case instead of me.
Yeah, I know all about that, but shut up and jump in.
Okay.
So give us a hand with the front, Tom.
Sure.
You all right, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck, Bill.
Oh, thanks.
Well, now. On with the front. That's about it, Bill. Fix it from inside.
I got it. Yeah. It's fixed.
Good on you, son. From here, you look just like a refrigerator. Come on, Tom. Let's get cracking.
Refrigerator, is it?
That's right. Consigned to a Mr. McMahon at Midville. We're not too late for the express, are we?
No, she's due in 12 minutes.
Ah, good. We'll wait to see the crate on board.
All was going perfectly according to plan. Once the refrigerator was safely on board the train, Ray and his companion would race to the Midville station a few miles down the line and there take delivery of their precious cargo. But even while they were waiting for the train to arrive, something they could never have anticipated was happening. Some children out for play had come upon the car they'd left parked among the trees a mile or so from the station. It was an unusual place for a car to be parked, and one of the youngsters in particular took careful note of it. But our would-be train robbers knew nothing of this, of course, and when they saw their packing case safely on board the train, they felt sure that success was little more than a matter of minutes away.
All aboard!
Well, there she goes, right on time. I hope they didn't stand poor Bill on his head or anything like that.
Ah, they'll be okay. But come on, we've got to get moving. That train travels fast. And I want to be in Midville before it gets here.
So off they raced as fast as their stolen utility could carry them, while young Bill sat shivering with fright in the packing case in the guard's van.
It must be time for that guard to go for his cup of tea. It must be. That's if he's ever going to go at all. Maybe Ray was wrong all along. Maybe he doesn't leave the van at all. And all of our work will have been for nothing. That'd be nice, that would.
Well, according to my calculations, he'll be just about now.
You mean the guard will be going for his tea?
Yeah.
Well, all I hope is that Bill doesn't get the wind up at the last moment.
Ah, he won't. He's a good kid. He'll do exactly as we've told him to.
Get a move on, can't you? The lover might go and get that cup of tea. Struther, I reckon he's going now. Yeah? Yeah, he is. I reckon he is. What do I have to do? I have to give him a minute to get right out of the van. And then it's up to me. Yeah. Now this is where I grab a fortune.
Here she comes, Ray.
Boy, oh boy, everything's worked like clockwork. Come on, let's back the ute up where the guard's van will be. You got a refrigerator on board consigned to Mr. McMahon?
Sure. It's pretty weighty, though.
Ah, that's all right. Me and the mate will manage it. How was the trip?
Oh, same as usual. Just like every other trip.
Ah, good on you. Well, let's get that refrigerator off. Well, what did I tell you, eh? Didn't I say it'd work like a charm?
Well, you're a genius, Ray. There's no doubt about you.
You
reckon we ought to let Bill out of that crate now?
Nah, we can stay there a bit longer. Until we get to where your car's parked. All right, Bill. You can let yourself out now.
About time, too.
Well, come on, then. I'll be quick about it. The sooner we're away from here, the better.
Boy, am I glad to see daylight again.
Oh, how'd you go, son? Did you get all the stuff?
I grabbed all I could.
Oh, don't worry about that now. Just put the stuff in the car as quick as you can.
Hey, there's not too much here.
Well, I got all I could.
Well, look at it, Ray. It's just a few miserable quid's worth.
Hey? What the dickens you been up to, Bill?
Nothing, I tell you. I slid open some of the mailbags like you told me to. I grabbed all I could shove into the crate.
£10,000 worth it was supposed to be. Well, my guess is the lot's not worth 20 quid.
What a mug you turned out to be.
There's no use blaming me.
Well, who else do you expect us to blame?
Yeah. You were the one supposed to be doing the job.
Well, I did it, didn't I? As best I could.
A man or a job you won.
Oh, no, you don't. You leave me alone.
Yeah, we might do that too. Leave you alone out here.
You'd better not.
Why? Would you squeal if we did?
I'd just say you'd better take me back to town with you.
Yeah. Come on, then. But next time I hope I don't pick on such a stupid mug.
And so, with their miserable haul amounting to something in the region of £15 worth of postal notes, the train robbers made their way back to the city. Very soon, of course, the railways authorities discovered their loss, and quickly, they called in the police.
In my opinion, the robbery could only have happened between Harston and Midville.
How do you figure that out?
Because I was in the van all the time, except for a few minutes when I went off for a cup of tea.
And that was between Harston and Midville?
Yes. Now, I'm blowed if I know how it could have happened even then. You see, the train was travelling fast. No one could possibly get on or off.
Somehow, someone must have. Well, we'll go out that way and see if we can get any leads.
And so the police combed the area where it seemed likely the robbery had occurred. They searched the bush and questioned the farmers in the vicinity. And it was a small boy who gave them the lead they wanted.
There was a car parked off the side of the road. And it seemed a funny place to park a car, so I took a note of its number.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah. And just to make sure I wouldn't forget it, I carved the number on a tree trunk with my knife. Come with me and I'll show you.
And sure enough, the boy had done as he claimed. Within minutes, the car registration number was flashed to Russell Street headquarters. Within a few more minutes, detectives had the name of the owner, Thomas Reed.
Tom Reed, eh? Well, I thought he'd try almost anything, but not train robbery.
I'd like to know how he did it.
Only one way to find out. Let's go and ask him.
You're on the wrong tram, Sergeant. I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, look, Tom. We know your car was up near Harston today.
That's ridiculous.
Well, where was it then?
Right here at home.
We've got witnesses who not only gave us its number and described its make and colour, and they say it was parked off the road near Harston.
Well, that doesn't make me a train robber.
Was it or wasn't it up near Harston?
Well, as a matter of fact, it might have been.
Then you didn't tell us the truth?
No.
Why not?
Because I didn't want to get someone else into trouble.
What does that mean?
Well, it's like this, Sergeant. I lent the car to a young friend of mine. I didn't know what he wanted it for. I'd never have let him have it if I'd known what he was going to get up to.
Oh, no, I'm sure you wouldn't.
You've got to believe me.
Maybe. But first, perhaps you'd like to tell us who you lent the car to.
There's a young chap named Bill. Bill Ashton.
Do you know where we can find him?
Yeah, I reckon so. He had no right to use my car for a job like that. So I don't mind if you do pick him up. He could get a man into a lot of trouble.
And you wouldn't want that, would you, Tom?
No fear. I'm going straight these days, Sergeant. That's the way it's been for years now, and that's the way it's going to be. You pick up young Bill Ashton. He's the bloke you want, not me.
But young Bill Ashton, of course, had a very different story to tell. He told of the plot from the beginning, and the three offenders were quickly arrested. Ray Johnson from Sydney and Tom Reed were sent to jail for quite a long time. The young man who'd had such an uncomfortable ride in the guard's van was placed on a bond, and his one excursion into crime was a lesson he apparently never forgot, because he hasn't been in trouble since. And so the big train robbery, so carefully planned and carried out, was a sad and sorry failure, thanks largely to a boy who carved a car registration number on the trunk of a tree. Only names, place names and dates were altered in this true story. It was dramatized from the Record of Australian Police Cases by Roland Strong, who now says goodbye till next week, when there'll be another true story in this series, which is produced in the studios of Hector Crawford Productions by Dorothy Crawford.